better start with a whisper again.
Because it's a minisode.
It's the minisode whisper.
James, it's a minisode.
Keep your voice down.
Keep a lid on it.
Otherwise, it turns into a maxisode. You know, we did a minisode last week with Tales of Your Adventures.
I do recall, yes.
And some people rightly pointed out that was actually longer than the original Morton and Marsh episode.
Was it? Was it?
Yeah, it was longer than Dame Kresick Spectre.
Really, we were really phoning it in back then.
Oh, yeah. But it led to a more Morton and Marsh. And there's definitely
it did.
Enough for a more Morton and Marsh.
Is there? Is there?
There's enough. There's is enough there? To make another Dame Kresick-esque.
Another 12 minutes of lore.
We haven't even done the pubs. You could go on a ghostly pub crawl around Morton and Marsh.
James, are you being sponsored by Morton and Marsh to keep bringing it up on the podcast?
By Big Morton and Marsh. Speaking of big, shadowy conglomerates.
Mm-hmm. What have you got for us this week?
After this little bit of admin, you have got a special treat this week. We've cracked open the vault, the Lore Folk Patreon vault, and we're releasing into the wild a little bit of extra stuff from the other day.
Be aware, obviously the podcast is known for being so tightly edited and always sticking to the topic and never meandering. It's not like that on the Patreon, let me tell you.
No. This is basically a minisode all about biscuits. You'll get to that. But what the real reason we've tricked you into listening to this is to, well, Alistair, I've just been abroad.
Yes.
And you know the sort of people who come back off holiday and they've adopted some of the customs and they try and pretend like they were always like that. I always dip my bread in olive oil. I've always done it. Mm-hmm. I always have olives for breakfast.
Yeah. Is this why you made me sit down to a tea ceremony, James?
Absolutely. And I painted your face white.
Yep.
Full geisha gear. So with that in mind, let's do a live stream, shall we? And I'll dazzle you with some very fun Japan stories.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
They're from one of the areas I visited, which is Kumamoto. And there is a right old character there. And I've got some stories about him. Plus some video field reports. I went to go see a volcano, which is basically a grumpy mountain. But the top of the nature of mountains / volcanoes is the top is very high. And if clouds are very low, you're in the Venn diagram of being both.
I think I see where this is going, James.
Yeah.
Is the footage that you produce less than spectacular?
It's if you consider me against a grey background to be less than spectacular, then yes, very much
right.
So.
Okay. Well, I'm sure people can't wait to see that.
Oh, yeah. And the sound quality is terrible because it was windy.
Sounds very volcanic.
I was inside a windy cloud.
Well, if James been stuck in a windy cloud has whet your appetite, then you can see that and hear the accompanying tales on the 12th.
The 12th.
The 12th.
It's an F followed by a TH.
Yes, 12th. The 12th of June.
2023.
Monday the 12th of June at 8:30 p.m. British summer time. Get your GMTs out of here. We ain't doing that.
Forget about it till November.
Yeah, and then remember it. Probably an inconvenient moment.
Yeah, come and join us. Oh, it's on YouTube, isn't it, really? We should probably mention that. YouTube.com/lawmenpodcast. Gonna double check that. Yeah, YouTube.com/lawmenpodcast.
YouTube.com/lawmenpodcast.
At 8:30 p.m. Bust. 12th June, 2023. And now, to get a load of this.
Let's crack open the biscuits.
Gently, though, use the little red thing to tear it open. Otherwise, I'll just have to snaffle up those three smashed ones.
Yeah, we're
going
to have to eat the top few and then twist the packet.
That's how they get your big biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they go, oh, a convenient tearing strip, merely five biscuits down. It's like, yeah. What if I only wanted one?
You got to eat them five from the top segment, and then you got to eat five down to give you enough purchase to do a twist.
Well, one thing you can do is you can take the end that has come off, inverted and then put it back in as a little, just a little ABK life hack there.
That's a great little life hack.
Mm.
So it's like a little cap.
Yeah.
Little beanie.
Yeah, of course you do need to, you need one biscuit's gap to do that, but it works.
So that's great. So that's great. So
what's
frankly,
this podcast about, really?
That's great. It's about eating a few less biscuits, please.
Yep.
Oh, no, I mean, I've got business, like, I've got a bit of business.
Oh, a bit of business. A bit of classic Safe Chat business, I didn't realise.
Yes.
Let's do your business, then.
Alistair, how's your week been?
It's not been bad, thank you. Yes.
Good.
Caught out by train strikes.
Yeah, they kept that one under wraps, didn't they?
Well, I checked if the trains were on, and I went to Swindon, and they were on, and then the instant I arrived in Swindon, they all vanished. And I stayed in Swindon.
Oh.
Courtesy of the working man. Thank you. I support organised labour.
Well, my fortnight has been... I developed a bit of a custard cream habit.
I thought you were using Cockney rhyming slang or something. I don't know what it means, but you mean...
No, the biscuit.
Custard cream, the biscuit. Okay,
the
okay.
Delicious Bicky.
I thought you meant, you know, custard cream dream. I don't know.
Addicted to dreaming.
I've always thought like you were a dreamer, James.
How
many custard creams have you eaten in a week?
I'm doing a packet every other day.
That is too many.
Especially as every other day is Bourbons.
The body needs time to recover. And so you've got to switch to Bourbons.
Yeah. Should we explain what a custard cream is?
I suppose we'd better.
It's a type of biscuit.
I suppose it's like an English Oreo, isn't it?
Yes, an English Victorian Oreo.
Yeah.
But it's all yellow.
What, cream? It's cream coloured.
Yeah, but yellowing. And I think it's meant to be vanilla flavoured. And there's not much information about it. Like if you go to its wiki page, it's very light.
Sorry, are you suggesting a cover-up?
Of some sorts, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I think because they've all got the same pattern.
All custard creams have the same pattern.
All custard creams. It's like...
Even made by different biscuit manufacturers.
Well, Alistair, the reason I go for a custard cream is because when you go for like a supermarket own brand version, they're consistent.
Mm.
It's like they're an open source biscuit.
That's a good point, because sometimes if you go for an off-brand ginger nut, it can be very mealy.
It's going to be mostly nut. I guess.
James, are you a biscuit truther now?
I think I am.
I'm not sure. This isn't even like bonus Patreon material. This is an entirely new podcast, I think. I think
Biscuit
this is
Man.
A spin-off. Yeah.
The Biscuit Man.
The Biscuit Man. The Biscuit Man cometh and he sneaks into your tins. And he snaffles up the best biscuits.
To be honest, he takes too many custard creams, more custard creams than you're actually offering when you said
help yourself.
He doesn't
get away that quickly because he's in the custard creams as he goes, leaving a clear trail. He is the Biscuit Man.
By the way, you know the pattern on a custard cream?
Mm.
It's meant to, I think it's meant to represent vines or something for some reason, but I think it's the tendrils. Vines. Of the custard cream manufacturer, because I think there's only one. Then that's why there's so
by one.
That's why there's such little information out there, because they're like, we've cornered the market on custard creams. We don't want anyone else realizing that it's like an open source recipe. Whatever they've done, maybe they've shaken down the other suppliers.
Yep, that's clearly a racket, at least if not a cartel. I just want to say to the listener. If anything happens to us now, just spread the word.
Yeah,
believing. You'll know why, yeah, we've been not cream crackered so much as cream biscuited.
Big biscuit got to us. If we end up dunked.
If someone pulls off our rigid outer pieces and laps up our soft fillings, you'll know why.
Yeah. Do you ever make a doubler?
What? Sorry, I think I just did the audio version of a spit take there. It doesn't work as well on podcasts. It's just a disgusting noise. So, what? are you telling me You twist off one lid off one custard cream and one lid off another custard cream, and then
put the two creamed sides together.
The two creamed sides together. But what happens to the other one? You've made a horrible.
You toss them to your butler. No, yes, you have made the anti cream.
There you are, Jimkin. Thank you very much, sir. I do enjoy sirs. Offcuts.
Yeah, you've made the anti custard cream, and you have to eat that
to stay in balance.
Like the Müller fruit corner, you have to eat the white bit of yogurt. It can't be all fruit corner.
No, it can't be all corner, can it?
Unless they brought out like a fruit octagon,
a froctagon
that was just fruit.
And if that happens, and anything happens to us, and the fruit octagon comes out, then that has slightly muddied the waters.
Yeah,
these are the. Who did it?
Was it Big Yogurt cornering us?
Yeah, Mullerizing us.
We got mullered. We've been mullered.
Dial M for Muller. What you wouldn't do if you were worried about being murdered by Big Yogurt.
Yeah, don't. I can't think of what would be the opposite of yogurt. I don't know. Some sand?
I'd be awful. I don't want to be found drowned in a small corner of my bath.
Full of blood.
Yeah, just that corner though.
And I'll just be crumbled in a dusty heap by Big Biscuit, or squished between two biscuits.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
What a week.
Yeah, what a week.
What a week.
So if anyone knows the inside track on custard cream, leave me a message in some sort of biscuit-themed manner.
Mm.
Probably write it on a biscuit.
Yeah, email. That's what CC in email stands for, custard cream. That's where it comes from. Yeah. So just pop us an email.
And I'll reply with just a biscuit that says, nice. Because that biscuit already exists.
Type of biscuit, yeah.
Fortunately. Broadly, I posit that custard creams are basically...
They're all the same.
Yeah, they're masterminded by a criminal cartel.